When Christmas and New Year's Day fall on Saturday, we wonder how many of our listeners will find something to do other than listen to only a game on those particular days. Perhaps we needn't have been concerned. An email in rhyme from Tom Nielsen, a WBUR listener, read, "Year after year, one thing stays the same, listening to Bill and it's only a game. The first thing I did in 2011 was listen to Littlefield at 7. Tom Cuffell, who's in the U.S. Army, sent this message, which was marked unclassified. "I just read Mr. Littlefield's Christmas jingle and his other posts. Can it be there is someone in the world who has found a job that he enjoys and is so secure in his knowledge of it that he can toy with it? Please tell him how fortunate he is." Message received, sir, and thank you. From Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, Isaac Lynn emailed with a correction after he had listened to my conversation with Charlie Pierce last week. If Charlie was referring to the Calgary Flames when he said there is an outdoor hockey game each year in Calgary, he is mistaken. The only official outdoor NHL games were the Heritage Classic in 2003, held in Edmonton, and the Winter Classics of the past four New Year's Days. B.J. Entwistle, who hears the program on New Hampshire Public Radio, was dismayed to hear Charlie admit that he'd only watched the last 12 or 13 minutes of the women's basketball game between Stanford and the University of Connecticut. "Why do you put up with this?" he wrote. Well, in part because those 12 or 13 minutes constituted 12 or 13 more minutes than a lot of sports writers and columnists watched. My midweek commentary mentioned the concerns some pro football players have about the potential consequences of concussions, an occupational hazard in their work. Dev Luthra responded to that commentary through onlyagame.org. "Watching football is ever a guilty pleasure for me," he wrote. "I remember reading an article in Sports Illustrated on the occupational injuries and their aftermath, a horrific read, but here I am, still watching." If the station that brings you Only a Game doesn't also bring you the midweek commentaries, you can get them as a podcast each Thursday, or you can read them at onlyagame.org. You can reach us through that portal as well, or leave a message on the listener line, 617-353-1860. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only a Game Radio. It's 22 and a half minutes before the hour.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com. And Nuance, offering Dragon 11 speech recognition software for creating documents and emails and surfing the web all by speaking. At nuance.com. This is NPR.
Early next month, the Chinese calendar will initiate the Year of the Rabbit, sometimes called the Year of the Hare. In an aquarium in Seoul, South Korea, several scuba divers decided to celebrate early. They dressed up as rabbits, complete with bunny ears, and went diving. This method of celebration brings up several questions. How well do rabbits swim, for example? And how much would rabbits want to swim? And if they were compelled to swim, say to get away from a tiger in the Year of the Tiger, which we're currently experiencing, what sort of chance would they have? And then there's the matter of what would happen to the divers in the Year of the Rock.